This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Who says that Cowboy preseason games and preseason games are boring? We got a lawsuit resulting from one of them. And this is coming from former Jags kicker Josh Lambeau. Remember when he said Urban Meyer kicked him before the Cowboys preseason game? Wasn't that the game?
Yeah, it was a Cowboy game, I believe, yeah.
Cowboys preseason game, and Urban Meyer went and kicked him. Well, now Josh Lambeau is suing the Jacksonville Jaguars, alleging that Urban Meyer created a hostile work environment and the team did nothing to stop it. That it violated Florida civil, criminal, and employment law concerning assault, battery, and workplace violence in furtherance of an employer's interest. The lawsuit says Urban's actions impacted Lambeau's ability to sleep, practice, and perform his duties at the high level that he had with Jacksonville under previous coaches. Also alleges that he suffered extreme emotional and mental stress, and Lambeau seeking any back pay owed damages and other legal fees. He got his full $3.5 million salary from Jacksonville in 2021. He was a vested veteran, and he was set to earn $4 million in 2022 in signing an extension. So he's suing Jacksonville for Urban Meyer's actions. Have we ever had a hostile work environment lawsuit in the world of sports? How many of those could come up?
I mean, yeah, like in the front offices, like the Mavericks,
but from
right?
A player.
The Mavericks, something like that. Not hostile, but they've had, you know, workplace issues. But I don't remember from a player
and
having one of those.
Firing Urban Meyer, didn't that show that, like, I can't get into a big legal discussion, but they fired Urban Meyer, like they got rid of the problem.
They theoretically did get rid of the problem. I guess that you could say they didn't do it fast enough. The Jaguars could come back and say, well, we were doing an investigation, you know, and you know, they did fire him relatively quickly into the season.
I wonder if they're going to have to, like, break down stats in this lawsuit. He had missed two kicks in the preseason before the incident, made both of his field goal attempts in the game against the Cowboys, missed all three of his field goal attempts in the first two regular season games against the Texans and the Broncos. So this is him being like, no, I didn't have a bad game. I wasn't off. I was emotionally distressed, and that caused me to miss these kicks. Mm-hmm. So part of me chuckling in this lawsuit accusation.
I do like, you know, some of the stuff, that the way the jargon is written, that they violated the Whistleblowers Act, you know, which is like,
meaning?
Like you can't. A company can't punish a whistleblower within their company.
Like Mark Davis, the Raiders story, that he fired the team president because the team president, like, reported that Mark Davis was causing a hostile work environment. Mark Davis went and fired him.
Something like that, yeah. I think that was basically exactly what it was. So there's some, you know, each state's different on what protections they have. I would imagine Nevada is, it's not like, you know, I would imagine it's a regular, they're all kind of very similar. But I have no idea how this is going to pay out. We're really going to need to find some footage of the kick, too. Where is this footage of the kick? I have not seen it. Was it a kick, or was it like a kick the tires kick?
Right.
Because I don't know what to say. Like,
what kick would be acceptable? Let's see a little fan cam demonstration.
All right. I'm going to go over here and do it to you.
Oh, great. Well, now we're going to have to be able to get this on camera.
Right, absolutely. So you can sue me.
Yeah.
So it'll be like,
okay.
Come over this way. Side towards.
Okay, but we, you know, we need microphones still. We are doing radio.
So I'm just sitting like this.
Okay.
Like, so what's up, Josh? Hey. Hey,
okay,
man?
That's an easy tap.
That's an easy tap. It's like, yo, what's up? You're tapping him with your foot.
Yeah.
You tap with the foot as opposed to like a kick. Now, if he's always up there, it goes, you little kicker. What's the matter with you?
That was a kick. So emotional distress from Josh Lambeau with the accusations towards the Jacksonville organization. I guess Tua could do the same thing to the Dolphins after what they did to him the other day.
Man, that was...
They put out, you know, you're going to get video highlights here and there. I think the Cowboys had one of Dak throwing a CD Lamb, you know, or the way a guy looks with, you know, I keep on wanting to call him Josh Rosen, Zach Wilson in New York. You know, he's looking buff and all that. Or you would get the Saquon quads back in the day, or Jameis Winston with his videos, or the recent update with his hair trying to grow it out like Samson. Well, the Miami Dolphins put out a video of what looks to be Tua severely underthrowing Tyreek Hill. It's supposed to be like a hype video. New receiver, new weapon, new age, quarterback, new head coach. What did you see in that?
I saw Tua out there in a Gilligan's hat, which was like, you know, I'm not taking a whole lot of plays seriously with the players wearing Gilligan's hats out there.
Yeah, the floppy hat.
And he throws this deep ball, which for Tua could have been 26 yards. And it was like, you know, Tyreek Hill is, you don't see him run the route, but you do see him kind of waiting there for the ball, like waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting.
Twitter
and like,
responded, said, wow, this is awesome. I got Tyreek punt return footage.
Yeah.
He's sitting under there waiting for
the dang ball.
Waiting for a ball.
And it's like, this is not what you, because you know, it could be.
They don't have any sense to realize this, that the storyline about Tua is no arm. And they sat there, their social media team, and put that out there.
Don't know.
Not a good look.
They don't know.
They don't know.
They have no awareness, no clue. Like, and I'm not going to derive a lot from this. I'm not taking a lot from this. This could have been the first deep ball he's thrown to Tyreek Hill. He has no idea how fast Tyreek Hill is.
Right.
No idea how to gauge that. It also could be that Tua is like the worst quarterback in the league. But I can't take anything from this, but it's a terrible thing to put out there.
Yeah.
You know how much people love to look and read into things?
Yeah.
You can't put this out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there you go with the Tua T Tyreek video. Not giving, you know, great confidence to those Dolphins fans who think this is going to be a new age offense and a new quarterback with their new head coach. The Buffalo Bills calling about Christian McCaffrey.
Yes.
That report came out yesterday, and Carolina said, nope, that's not happening.
Man, the Bills were saved. Saved by a horrible organization that can't get out of their own way.
Ooh.
The Carolina Panthers had a chance to get out of one of the worst contracts in the league. Christian McCaffrey, a guy who can't stay on the field. And when he is on the field, still doesn't help them win any games. So they were going to get out of this contract. They were going to get him to trade him to Buffalo. And Buffalo was probably going to give up a pretty high pick for it. And they said no. And this is why they're never going to win. Ever.
Which one?
Carolina. And you know, Buffalo, we got to stop giving them all this credit, that GM. I don't even know what his name is. Doesn't matter. But you got to stop giving them credit. Because apparently they're only good because of Josh Allen. If they were thinking that Christian McCaffrey was the piece, that paying him $15 million a year was going to put them over the hump. You know, just show them Zeke's contract, man.
Yeah, but they're different players. But they definitely need...
I know, one of them actually plays.
I can't argue about McCaffrey on or off the field in terms of the availability, but they have to take a little bit off of Josh Allen's plate. It's insane. It's insane. If they're not going to hand it off, they just, I guess, wanted to get another guy that they could throw it to. But the Carolina Panthers, old school, they may be the new New York Giants in terms of the way that they're running things with Matt Rhule there.
Yeah, they might be. I mean, they went from Dave Gettleman to Matt Rhule. I mean, you want to talk about it from old school to older. That's basically what it is. It's terrible. Like, they said no to this. I can't believe it.
McCaffrey, last 2 years, has played in 3 games and then in 7 games. He's... No way. Guess his age.
27?
He's 25.
He's young.
He's 25 years old. played five NFL seasons.
Yeah, he's very young.
Wow.
Wow, that's very, very young.
He has rushed for 1,098 yards, 1,300 yards. He's had receiving seasons of 80, 107, and 116. So the dual threat had a hard time staying on the field the past two seasons. The Buffalo Bills called around about him.
Called around about a guy who can't play, doesn't play, never plays.
I still think he can be a major difference maker. Would you draft him in the first round of fantasy?
In fantasy?
Yeah,
I would draft him in the first round of fantasy. Yeah. I wouldn't draft him in the first three rounds of the NFL draft.
Okay.
First round of fantasy for sure.
Okay.
Let's see.
Because you drafted Dalvin over him last year.
Yeah, and that was a mistake. Should have taken Derrick Henry. And that would have been a mistake too. truckwreck.com text line. Cowboys need to call the Bills now. Call us, please. We'll give you a three and Zeke just to get rid of them. Let's see. Don't compare CMC to Zeke. Put the pipe down and walk away, RJ. And then about Tua, it doesn't matter what the pass looked like. All of his passes will get called back for holding from Connor anyway.
Oh, Connor Williams over there. By the way, tonight, NFL schedule release at 7 o'clock. With our boy Michael Irvin on the coverage. Mike joined us yesterday for an electric appearance, as always, in the 9 o'clock hour. So schedule release tonight, 7 p.m. Full breakdown tomorrow along with Game 6 Mavs reaction.
Will they open with an NFC East team on Sunday night?
You know, this is the least I've thought about. Again, the Mavericks and the Stars have given me a tremendous break from the Cowboys. I don't care. This is a statement I would usually view as sports talk suicide, but I don't care. I don't care about it right now. I'm seeing in the past, I'd see this Green Bay Packer rumor, and I'm like, all right, let me go ahead, let me check, let me confirm. Oh, the matchups, Mike McCarthy, the storylines. I'm like, they dropped an announcement for Week 10. Okay, whatever. I'm seeing like the Tampa Bay date where they're going to face the Buccaneers. Okay, tell me who the opening night are they playing? When are they playing? Is it? Did you say Sunday night?
The Packers and the Cowboys?
No, Cowboys. The Cowboys opener.
Oh, we don't know yet.
We don't know. Yeah.
We don't know yet. I was just like, who are they going to open with, and will it be on Sunday night?
All right. It's usually the Giants.
Yeah, last year was Tampa on Thursday.
I don't think it's going to be the Giants anymore.
I don't think so.
You have any guesses? You usually like to play with schedule puzzle pieces. I don't care. I don't care. I'll be interested tomorrow in the order of it, but the NFL getting more attention by saying Week 9. Week 13, tune in for Week 4. Tell me the opener. Tell me Thanksgiving. Tell me holidays. And then let's look at the primetime stuff along with how much you're out there on the road, when you're playing cold weather, the hardest three or four game stretches during the year. That's what I always look at.
I think that their first game, I think they're going to open. I think they're going to open with the Rams.
Okay.
On Sunday Night Football.
Defending champ game.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they've listed the opener yet. Oh, wait, it'd be Thursday night. They put the Cowboys on Thursday night back-to-back years. Because you know the Rams are going to play that game anyway.
Are we going to get a back-to-back Thursday after opening in Tampa?
Last year? I might. You might. You know, you know the Rams are playing in that game.
Yes.
And you know the NFL would love the Cowboys to be a part of it. It is a playoff preview. I suppose the other thing you could do is if the Rams are going to play on Thursday night, have the Cowboys, play the Bengals on Sunday night.
Back to the Mavs at 8, but we have an embarrassing baby reveal involving the Texas Rangers, and I'll give you night number 2 of the pacifier update.
Oh, baby!
After all the Tolos hooked me up with the advice yesterday. That's all next for Sean and RJ on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. But this is also your home for Trajan Wealth. Every day I'm saying this for a reason. Are you looking at the market? Are you checking out your 401k? Is it being affected? Or do you have smart financial advisors surrounding you in your pocket that can take advantage of the market with calls and puts and all these stock market terms that I just recently learned about because of Trajan Wealth? Let their fiduciaries take care of all your hard-earned money. You shouldn't see it evaporate just because of inflation and gas prices and what is going on in the market. Call 469-579-3500 and give yourself some extra security. Say Sean from the Fan sent me, or just use the word Tolo, and you're going to be taken care of at Trajan Wealth, TrajanWealth.com. Their business model is simple. You grow, they grow. Go to TrajanWealth.com or call 469-579-3500 and tell them Sean from the Fan sent you over to Trajan. Paid endorsement advisory services through Trajan Wealth LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.